Hello.
Hi there, this is Christopher. How may I help you?
Christopher, you're Wiley?
Yes, Chelsea.
What part of the world are you from, sir?
I'm sorry, New York?
What part? No, I'm talking about your original place of origin.
Oh, I'm from Egypt. Why are you asking
Egypt?
That?
Because every single self-publishing company I call, the person that picks up the phone is from somewhere other than here. I'm just wondering why that is. It's bizarre.
I'll tell you a reason, okay? Because obviously,
sure.
No, I am Egyptian, but I'm from New York, okay? That's a
well,
difference.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not complaining about where you're from. I'm
exactly,
just wondering why that's
but
true.
What happened, I'll tell you.
Okay,
okay?
Cool,
because
cool.
The representatives are, like, based in, like, different kind of countries as well. Their call centers are different. It's because of cheap labor. It's pretty simple.
Oh,
obviously,
okay.
If
so
you
you're
like
talking, you're in Egypt currently, right?
Oh, yes, I am in Egypt.
Okay,
yes.
And you're taking calls in Egypt. I get it now. Okay,
yeah.
So it's like what happens with... if you have a problem with the computer thing, and then they forward over to wherever it is. I get it.
Oh, yes, because we're like Wiley's representatives. Okay, because it's something that we can do it over the phone call as well, and it's something that's needed to be addressed in terms of like something, a project, ongoing project. The work is being done in New York, obviously, so that's not a big problem.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I don't have a problem with that idea. I just wondered why. It just seems so extraordinary. You know, and every single person I talk to has either got a Slavic accent or they're from Pakistan or, in your case, the Middle East.
Okay.
So I'm hearing this all the time. And it's like, what the hell? You know, now why this business particularly? You know, I mean, it makes sense if you're getting a lot of calls to forward your... forward them to a call center where it costs you less money.
Exactly,
I mean,
because what happens is, like, if you're, like, putting up a telesales representative within the United States, it's pretty costly, okay? So it, like,
yeah.
Makes no sense, actually, yes.
Okay, well, here's an interesting story for you, and you can tell me what the hell's going on with this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 25-year freelancing career, so I know how to wordsmith. I used to get paid stupid money to do that before George Bush and his criminal cohorts in the Republican Party gave us the Great Recession. Then they didn't want to pay me $5 a word anymore, and that was the end of that.
Okay.
That's a happy story. But then I put together this query about a book I want to run, and I sent it to some of the major agents in the States. I got several replies, some of them positive. You never get replies from these guys. They blow you off. You know, they simply blow you off. Well, finally, I said, the hell with this, because they weren't giving the replies I needed. So I went to mid-sized publishers who required no agent, and I got somebody who wanted me to write a very elaborate synopsis and several sample chapters, entailing about 70 pages. I did that, and I fired it off to them, and they are not replying. They're blowing me off.
Okay.
What the hell is happening to publishing?
I'll tell you one thing, okay?
They asked me for it, and they wouldn't. They didn't even send me an email with, like, no. That's fine. Send me that. But they have a protocol where I cannot send this thing simultaneously to somebody else, or they won't work with me. So I got to wait for them to blow me off indefinitely. What kind of craziness is that?
I'll tell you. Let me just try.